live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh in this bulletin. As the HSC chief executive warns healthcare staff are anxious and fearful of what lies ahead, the INMO calls for a tailor-made plan to tackle issues of overcrowding and staff safety at Letterkenny University Hospital. Northern Ireland records its highest ever daily number of COVID-19 cases. A professor of immunology says the booster vaccine offers significant protection from the Omicron variant. And later, a new boat House has been proposed for Aaron Moore RNLI. We'll speak to a representative. All that to follow, plus at around 5:15, we'll have the sports news with Oisin Kelly. But we begin with the comments of the HSC Chief Executive Paul Reid this afternoon, who said healthcare staff are anxious and fearful of what they're heading into in January. 100 patients with COVID-19 are in ICU today. That's the lowest number in 5 weeks. One in Letterkenny, according to latest figures for the hospital there. The latest HPSC data shows 5 cases of Omicron have been hospitalised in Ireland as of Saturday. However, with case numbers rising, HSE Chief Executive Paul Reid says staff are worried about what potentially lies ahead.
They obviously remain anxious, apprehensive, and indeed, understandably, probably fearful of what they might head into again. Nobody could ever wish that they would have to go through what they had to go through back in January and indeed February earlier this year. Just exactly what might happen next, we can't be certain.
Well, the INMO is calling for a tailor-made plan to tackle issues of overcrowding and staff safety at Letterkenny University Hospital, saying nurses and midwives are close to burnout. This morning, the hospital was again the most overcrowded in the country, with 53 admitted patients awaiting beds, bringing to a total of 761 the number of people who've been waiting on beds at the hospital so far this month. With more, here's Michaela Clark.
Staff at Letterkenny University Hospital are suffering burnout, with unrest amongst nursing staff who feel the hospital environment is unsafe for them and patients as the Omicron variant of COVID-19 spreads. The INMO is warning that the HSE has failed in its duty of care obligation to provide a safe place of work. INMO Industrial Relations Officer Nate Donoghue says high levels of patient attendance and staffing ratios means just one nurse is available in the emergency department to care for over 20 patients. There's fears over the provision of care also, where extra beds and trolleys are placed on wards as additional staff are not being made available to service them. The nursing body has raised concerns that enough is not being done to mitigate the risks of COVID-19 transmission in the hospital. The INMO has escalated issues of concern to SEALTA. It's calling for urgent action to be taken to improve the working conditions in the hospital, to retain staff, resolve overcrowding, and ensure patients receive timely and safe care.
Northern Ireland has recorded its highest ever daily number of COVID-19 cases. 3,231 new infections were reported today, along with 3 deaths. The previous one-day record was 2,400. 261 COVID patients are in hospital north of the border, 34 of them in intensive care. Well, the daily number of new coronavirus cases in the UK passed 100,000 today for the first time. 106,122 new infections have been confirmed. The number of vaccinations given was also at a record high, with more than 1 million people jabbed in 24 hours. A further 140 people have died with COVID-19. A professor of immunology says booster vaccines do offer significant protection from the Omicron variant. It comes as around 103,000 doses were given in the Republic yesterday, with demand high again this afternoon. Professor Kingston Mills says despite Omicron being new, vaccines do offer protection.
What it's telling us is, the data is telling us, is that if you boost, you generate really high levels of antibodies. Now, those antibodies are originally designed to protect against the Wuhan strain, but they do have a level of protection against Omicron. So even with the changes that have occurred with the virus in Omicron, the antibodies generated with the Wuhan strain can still confer a level of protection.
Well, the Letterkenny Vaccination Centre at the former Optum premises at the Business Park on the IDA Industrial Estate remains open until 7:30 this evening, offering walk-in vaccines to those over 40 and to healthcare workers. Meanwhile, GPs are operating special clinics to provide booster vaccines for those over 40 or healthcare workers. PPS numbers are required if you're going to get a walk-in vaccine. From the GP point of view, vaccinations will be available tomorrow via the Inishowen Medical at Clonmany Community Centre between 9:30 and 2, and after 2 at the Physio Department at Carndonagh Health Centre. Vaccinations will be available at Moville Health Centre from 9:30 to 4:30 tomorrow, and at the Carrigart Health Centre from 9:30 to 3. There's an all-day service at the Killybegs Health Centre, while in Glenties a walk-in clinic will operate at the Primary Care Centre from 9:30 to 1. Reform Medical Practice and St Johnson Health Centre are offering vaccinations from 9 to 12:30 on a walk-in basis. They can also be booked via Facebook. Vaccines are available by appointment tomorrow at the medical centres in Dunkaneely, Mount Charles and Falkara. And there's more detail on our website, highlandradio.com. A more sustainable and flexible strategy is needed to deal with the pandemic. According to the World Health Organization, it's hopeful the countries can do better next year. It says public health surveillance in South Africa has given other countries time to prepare for the Omicron wave. Dr. Mike Ryan from the WHO says countries need to have longer term plans.
What really needs is to have more sustainable strategies that are agile and flexible and adjustable and scalable, and that we're not lurching from doing nothing to doing full lockdowns. We seem to be in a cycle of hoping that it's over, you know, putting our hands over our ears, and then going from that sort of ignoring the problem to shutting down society.
Well, the seven-day positivity rate of COVID tests has gone above 16% for the first time since January in the Republic. The figures capture the percentage of tests over the past week, which returned a positive result. With more, here's political correspondent Sean Defoe.
One in five COVID swabs analysed yesterday were positive as the Omicron wave is gathering pace. But on the positive side, the booster vaccination programme is also ramping up, with a record 103,000 boosters given yesterday alone. It's very much the Christmas race between the variant and the vaccine, with Taoiseach Micheál Martin saying government needs more data.
A week is a long time in COVID. We have to see, and first of all, the key, I think, data we're awaiting really is the impact of Omicron on severity. How severe is Omicron?
Professor of Experimental Immunology Kingston Mills believes the boosters will reduce the impact on hospitals.
The data is telling us is that if you boost, you generate really high levels of antibodies. Now, those antibodies are originally designed to protect against the Wuhan strain, but they do have a level of protection against Omicron.
Micheál Martin has said he doesn't see any new restrictions this side of Christmas to deal with Omicron, but said nothing can be ruled out over the next few weeks.
Well, Donegal has one of the lowest rates of COVID-19 in the country. Latest figures show the 14-day incidence rate of the virus in the county is 924 cases per 100,000 people. That was the third lowest rate in the Republic against a national average of 1,344. 1,471 cases of COVID were confirmed in Donegal in the 14 days to Monday last. Teaching unions want more guidance and access to expertise when it comes to school ventilation. It's just one of a number of issues raised at a meeting of education stakeholders today. Public Health agreed to carry out a review of supports for schools. The INTO says that includes reporting mechanisms and response times in the event of an outbreak in schools. The General Secretary of the INTO, John Boyle, says more talks will take place over the Christmas holidays.
A lot of staff have been absent, but we understand that there's a significant suite of measures in terms of substitution being planned, and that there will be more availability of student teachers to fill the gaps from the 6th of January. So, yeah, work is ongoing just like it was last Christmas, but it's all with a view to keeping schools open and keeping them safe.
There are calls for the Leaving Cert to be a hybrid model again in 2022. Labour's education spokesperson says students have lost a lot of in-class learning time over the past 2 years. Last year's Leaving Cert students were able to choose between a predicted grade and sitting an exam. Aidan O'Riordan says the pandemic is still disrupting classes, even though schools have remained open.
Principals will say this to me, they're unlikely to say it publicly, but it is true that they are struggling to cover classes. A lot of absenteeism from the student body, a lot of absenteeism from the staff, which is understandable. So I think it would be a clean, neat decision from the minister to make to recognise that there's been a huge amount of disruption.
Other news, and a new boathouse has been proposed for Aran Mór RNNI. The plan includes a designated space to house a rib boat and a tractor to enhance and improve the safety of the lifeboat's launch. The development will also include a purpose-built workshop, training room and new changing facilities. Nora Flanagan is PRO for Aran Mór RNNI.
Well, it's a lovely Christmas present for us here at the Aran Mór Lifeboat Station, and we're absolutely delighted to be getting an upgrade of the lifeboat station on Aran Mór. The previous stations have served us very well, but it will be great for the crew to have better and bigger facilities. There will be a bigger crew room for the crew to change into their lifeboat gear before going out in a shout. There will be offices, there will be training rooms. There is, we will be able to house the boarding boat, which is a rib. And there's also facilities, I believe, for a tractor to drive the boarding boat.
And have these developments been long anticipated? Have these developments been required for a long time at the station to kind of modernise some of the facilities and make it so that the search and rescue facilities that are provided there are carried out in the best way possible?
Absolutely. The present station in Pulawabi was opened in 1994 by our then president, Daniel O'Donnell. And since that, it has developed a few holes, I think, and it's very, very drafty. It's very small. There aren't the facilities for crew training or housing boats or tractors or anything like that. And the crew changing facilities is very small as well. There's only the one toilet, almost new facilities. There will be more toilets and shower facilities as well, which will be great for when the crew come back from a long shout, especially.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Find everything you need to kick off your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15. Good evening, Oisín Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We start with Gaelic Games news. Donegal's All-Ireland winning manager Jim McGuinness will not be part of the Waterford Hurlers backroom team for next year. Reports on Tuesday suggested Jim was being lined up to assist Liam Cahill as a performance coach. But this afternoon, the Waterford News and Star is reporting the Glenties native will not be part of the DC County setup in 2022. The county board confirmed Jim did recently meet up with Cahill and his players, but that it was just a one-off meeting. Cross-channel soccer, Manchester City have reportedly agreed a deal with Barcelona to sell Ferran Torres. The 21-year-old will join Barca for €55 million, plus €10 million in potential add-ons. Torres only joined City from Valencia in August of last year. Liverpool captain Jordan Henderson says he's concerned that the welfare of players isn't taken seriously. An intense Christmas fixture schedule, as well as COVID-19 issues, is putting more pressure on Premier League teams. Brighton manager Graham Potter says the issue needs addressing.
There's a balance between playing football matches and money. Yeah, sometimes I guess we don't get that balance right, and I can understand where Jordan's coming from.
The draw for the Carabao Cup semi-finals will be made after tonight's three remaining quarter-finals. A depleted Chelsea will make the short trip to Brentford. Liverpool entertain their former manager Brendan Rodgers and Leicester, while Tottenham are playing West Ham. Up in Scotland, Celtic will look to close the gap to Rangers at the top of the Premiership to 4 points tonight. Fresh from their League Cup success on Sunday, the boys take on St Mirren. Celtic boss Ange Postecoglou admits he has plenty of sympathy for his opponents this evening, who will be without a number of players because of a COVID outbreak, and also had a request to postpone the game rejected. Postecoglou says it's a tough situation, but his team need to focus on winning.
It's tough for Jim and for the club, you know. As you said, it could happen to any of us, but it's just the way of the world right now. And you obviously, yes, you do feel for oppositions, but at the same time, that's still a game we need to win. We just got to get on with it.
Also tonight, Sean Maloney takes charge of Hibernian for the first time as they host Aberdeen. The night's other game sees strugglers St Johnston and Ross County go head-to-head, with kick-off in all three matches at 7:45. Also tonight in the Irish Premiership, there was two games on the schedule. Now it's just one. The fixture between Crusaders and Glenavon has been postponed for COVID-related reasons. A Northern Ireland Football League statement said this morning that it had accepted a request from both clubs to postpone the fixture. Meanwhile, Glentoran and Coleraine will meet in the other game, where a win for Glentoran would bring them level with the leaders Linfield. Ian Morris has been appointed as the new manager of First Division side Waterford. He succeeds Mark Beecham, who was sacked days before the club suffered defeat in the playoff against UCD last month. Morris guided Shelburne to the First Division title last season. The Donegal Sports Star Awards is going to be a virtual event for the second year running. The decision was taken by the committee based on the most recent public health guidelines announced by the government. The 2021 awards event will take place on Friday evening, the 28th of January. Donegal Sports Star Awards chairperson Grace Boyle said public health was the priority, and in the midst of the ongoing COVID-19 situation, a live function would not take place. Back to Gaelic Games, the LYAT will go into the Freshers' Championship in the new year as league champions. The Letterkenny College won the Higher Education Division 2 title on Tuesday, beating TUD by a point, 115-4-5 in Cavan. Carlos O'Reilly starred with 10 points as he kicked the winning score to give the LYAT a first ever Freshers' crown. Manager is Luke Barrett.
There's a real collective within that group. They've bonded very, very quickly. And then Carlos, being the captain, I suppose, playing the real leader's performance last night. I thought the leaders all over the pitch, you know, as well. But now he came up with a big score at the very end. But he's been doing that throughout the league campaign. He's been he's probably been their go-to man. And last night I'm delighted for him because that performance deserved a match-winning kick, and that's what he got.
And listen, that's, I suppose that's the best position you can be in now as you head into the championship at the start of the year.
Yeah, definitely. Listen, it was imperative for us to get that game last night. It's another game under our belt, so we're going into the championship now, and you're playing Jordanstown, Queens and Mary's in the group stages in Division 1 of the Fresher Championship, which essentially is what I would consider, Oisin, is the gap between County Minor and County Under-20s at the minute. You know, the standard is unbelievable at college football. I don't think, because there hasn't been a pedigree in the LIT up only in the last couple of years, I don't think people appreciate the level that college football gets to and the players that play it. So, look, it's going to be a massive test for us after Christmas, but it's a test that I think these boys will definitely rise to. And last night, send them away on their Christmas break, you know, with a real pep in their step. They'll come back in January and they'll be really buzzing to get going again.
And there's more from Luke Bard available in the sports section of HighlandRadio.com. Ulster Rugby have agreed 2-year deals with three of their Ireland internationals. Jordy Murphy, Marty Moore and Billy Burns will all stay with the province until the end of at least the summer of 2024. Their new contracts follow the extensions handed to Tom O'Toole, Matty Rea and James Hume yesterday. New IRFU Chief Executive Kevin Potts says the reviews into the women's game will be one of his first challenges. He's been confirmed as Peter Brown's successor following what the union described as an extensive international recruitment process. Potts joined the IRFU in 2005 and has been Chief Operating Officer since 2015. Limerick's Willie O'Connor is through to the third round at the World Darts Championships. The Magpie beat world number 24 Glenn Durant this afternoon at Alexander Palace. O'Connor will face former finalist Michael Smith in round 3. Tonight, another former runner-up, Simon Whitlock, will take on a Dutchman, Martin Claymaker. And in cricket, Ireland's historic tour of the United States gets underway tonight. They play the US in the first of two T20 internationals in Florida. It's the first time a full member nation has played a multi-format tournament on American soil. And that's your sport for today, Donald. We'll have more tomorrow morning after the 8:30 news.
Thank you very much indeed, Oisin. The Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine, Charlie McConnellogue, has confirmed this evening there's been an agreement between the EU and the UK on total allowable catches for shared stocks in 2022. The agreement covers all whitefish stock, including haddock, cod, whiting, monkfish, prawn, sole and plaice, as well as other stock, including horse mackerel and herring. The Minister said negotiations with the UK began in early November and they have proven very difficult. He says this has included compromise, but it was important, he said, to reach an agreement. He says it'll support the sustainable management of our shared stocks and enable fishermen to plan their activities for the year ahead. The agreement sets what he termed sustainable quotas for the stocks of interest to Ireland and by catch only quotas for vulnerable stocks in mixed fisheries. We'll put a full list of the agreement on our website, highlandradio.com. Data stolen during the HSE cyber attack in May included information generated by Tuzla. The Child and Family Agency says there is no indication to date that the material has been published online or used for criminal purposes. A more detailed review of the stolen material is underway. That's expected to take up to 4 months. In a statement, Tuzla's Chief Executive Bernard Gloucester said once the review is complete, steps will be taken to communicate with and support any people affected. Over 100 sports clubs, groups and organisations in Donegal are to benefit from a fund of just over 100,000 euro. The allocation under the COVID-19 Return to Sport funding programme is aimed at supporting clubs and community organisations in their efforts to deliver sport and physical activity in parallel with the pandemic. A full list of those benefiting is available on our website, highlandradio.com. And Irish Water and Donegal County Council are being urged to address issues with the water infrastructure on Gola Island for once and for all. Serious health and safety concerns have again been raised as the main pipe from the mainland to Gola has yet again resurfaced. Councillor Micheál Colum-McGlaspic says it's not good enough that this just happens year after year.
Unfortunately, this is an ongoing issue. This last good number of years where the water supply going into Angola has been raising to the top of the sea, right in the whole channel where boats are coming and going all the time, which makes it extremely dangerous for boat users. And I just believe that this isn't good enough, for considering that this will have a huge impact on anybody back and forth to the islands, especially this time of year. You get a lot of people who are on holidays and they like to go back home onto the islands. So I've been in contact with the Donegal County Council and Irish Water in relation to this, and I had hoped that they would have acted immediately in relation to this, but unfortunately still today the pipe is still floating. This is not good enough with respect to everybody involved, because this is a very serious issue that could actually cause quite a lot of harm and damage to anybody that might hit the water pipe.
And that was Councillor Micheál Colum-McGlaspic there. Well, the forecast of Matera and Tellus 8 will be cloudy and damp this evening and early tonight, with some patchy rain and drizzle, more persistent rain pushing in from the south toward dawn, lows of 6 or 7 degrees Celsius in moderate to fresh southeasterly winds. A wet start tomorrow, but rain will clean northward by early afternoon, becoming bright and dry with sunny spells and just a few scattered showers. Highs of 10 or 11 degrees Celsius in moderate southwesterly winds. And looking at the main headlines, healthcare staff are anxious and fearful of what they're heading into in January, according to the HSC. 100 patients with COVID-19 in ICU today, the lowest number in 5 weeks. There was one in Letterkenny University Hospital overnight. Northern Ireland has today recorded its highest ever daily number of COVID-19 cases, 3,231 new infections reported today, with three more deaths. The daily number of new cases in the UK, meanwhile, has passed 100,000 for the first time, just over 106,000 confirmed today. And a professor of immunology says booster vaccines do offer significant protection from the Omicron variant. Next news is at 6. Good evening.
Your COVID-19 walk-in vaccine clinic update in association with the HSE. See hse.ie for clinic times, locations and information.
And just a reminder from us in Highland Radio in association with the HSE that there is a walk-in COVID-19 vaccination clinic this evening at Letterkenny Business Park, Ballyrain, which is open until 7:30. Boosters are available to people aged 40 and over, as well as healthcare workers. There is currently no queue at the vaccination clinic in Letterkenny. If you're due your COVID-19 vaccine booster, now is a good time to go. For more detail, please visit hse.ie or follow at HSC Live on Twitter for more information. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 22nd of December. The death has occurred of Anne Ryan, 20, White Rock Park, Castle Derg. A funeral from her late home on Friday morning at 10:20 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St. Patrick's Church, Ahiarn. Interment afterwards in Garden Cemetery in Donegal. Mass can be viewed via the Ahiarn Parish webcam. House private pleas to family and close friends. The death has occurred of Patrick Horton, Tomb, Letchamec Ward. His remains are reposing at his daughter Una's home in Tomb. House private pleas to family and close friends only. Funeral Mass on Friday morning at 11 in St. Bridget's Church, Letchamec Ward, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Philomena Hegarty, Ney Moles, Dublin and Rough Park, Ballymaleel, Letterkenny. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. House private, please. Funeral tomorrow morning going to the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Ballyrain, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by cremation at Lakeland's Crematorium in Cavan. Funeral Mass can be viewed on the parish webcam. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member, or Pascal Blake, funeral director. The death has taken place of Mary Doherty, Middle Door, Guidor. Her remains will repose at her residence from 6 o'clock this evening, with rosary at 8. Wake strictly private to family, close friends and neighbours. Funeral Mass will take place on Friday morning at 11 in St Mary's Church, Derrybeg, followed by burial in Maharagallan Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on the Gillespie Funeral Director's Facebook page and the Chalk Pubblewirra webcam. The death has taken place of Nancy Ann Senior McGill, the Ferns Drumkeen Convoy. Nancy's remains are reposing at her late residence, house private to family, neighbours and close friends only, please. Removal from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Drumkeen, followed by cremation in Lakeland's Crematorium, Cavan, at 3 o'clock. The funeral mass can be viewed live on the Craigs Media Facebook page. The death has taken place of John McClintock, Castle Blaw, Newton Cunningham. John's remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning to All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham, for 11 o'clock Mass, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed on the parish webcam. Wake private to family, friends and neighbours. The death has taken place of Ray Vance, the Cross Carrigans. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 for service in Monreale Presbyterian Church, with burial afterwards in the family plot in the adjoining churchyard. Family, neighbours and friends welcome. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to ICU, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Gibson Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Paul Giles, 13 Cooper's Crescent, Milford, late of Cranford. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning to the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Coole, Cranford, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by interment in Milford Cemetery. Wake and funeral are private to family and close friends only, please. The death has occurred of Margaret McLaughlin, née McGinty, 352 Lisnefin Park, Strabane. Margaret's remains are reposing at her late home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:20 for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Melmount. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The Mass can be viewed via the parish webcam. House private to family and close friends, please. Donations in lieu of flowers to the Society of African Missions, SMA, care of Charles Lynch, Funeral Director. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.